I just spoke to Neil, and great interview. You know, he's a good guy to talk to and stuff. But he kind of like told me all about how he didn't want to say that there was tension that first day in the studio, but he was just saying how like it took you guys a couple of days to like really get all on the same page, and once you did, it was like magic. So can you just talk about that a little bit, what it was like the first day in the studio and how everything, you know, grew from there?
Actually, it wasn't the first day. I think we came in and we had a flow pretty easily for a while. There was a point towards the middle of the sessions where he and I, in particular, really were bumping heads in that disagreement. And the reason for that is just because I was very reluctant to do a double album. I know those guys really felt that we had enough material to justify a double album. They wanted to go there. But I personally was really resistant towards that. And I think, honestly, the main reason is because Dream Theater had just put out a double album, double concept album themselves. So I was afraid of the inevitable comparisons and things like that. So I was really fighting it. And there came a point. We were writing the song Breath of Angels, which closes disc one.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I was concerned, you know, I wanted to start wrapping up the album at that point. And those guys felt that, no, you know, that's a good middle point for the end of disc one. Now let's start writing disc two. And we really came to a head on that. And it was one of the worst days I've ever had in the studio and one of the worst days I've ever had in my relationship with Neil. You know, he and I rarely disagree. You know, we've made 18 albums together now, and this was the worst it ever was. You know, the whole session just ended on a really bad note. We just both walked away frustrated. And, you know, I went back to my hotel and slept on it. Neil went back to his house, and, you know, I think he was inspired to write some songs to bring in the next day. And I kind of slept it off and realized that I needed to open my mind and come in with an open mind and let the music kind of dictate where it goes rather than me dictating where it goes. And, you know, once we got over that hurdle, the next day we came in and Neil presented a few songs and disc two was up and running and it kind of wrote itself from there.
How did you feel when you were initially pitched this idea? I mean, you guys are writing a concept album based on, you know, a 400-year-old odd book. That, I mean, how did that all come across to you when you originally heard it?
If I could be completely honest with you, and it's probably disappointing to hear this, but personally, I could care less about what the concept was. I honestly was more into the musical journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of let Neil, you know, do his thing with the concept. It's like with Neil's solo albums, I kind of never have ever gotten involved with the lyrics. I know he feels very passionate about what he writes about lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always stayed out of that. And I've always respected what he wrote. And, you know, I'm not a Christian myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been a part of all these albums that have these Christian lyrics. And frankly, you know, I respect Neil for that. And, but it's, you know, it doesn't really, I'm also a Slayer fan. You know, so I'm very open-minded to all different kinds of lyrics, no matter where they go. I've always felt that, you know, the lyricist should write about whatever they're passionate about, and I kind of respect that. So when Neil came up with this idea of Pilgrim's Progress, I was like, oh, okay, cool, you know, whatever floats your boat. Let's just get into the music. Let's go, you know, and that kind of was, you know, where I focused my energies and creativity.
Okay. You know, like every band has memories about albums. You know, I remember in the Eagles documentary, they call the long run the long one. So, I mean, how do you look back on this album? Like if you had to give it a nickname or something to kind of like define the entire experience?
Oh, I don't know if I would have a nickname. Well, there's a song on the album called The Battle. So there you go. That kind of summed up, you know, the experience that I just spoke of, which was, you know, one of the rare times that Neil and I have ever disagreed in the studio. But in this case, you know, the end result ended up producing what I consider to be one of our greatest collaborations ever. So, you know, just kind of a good lesson in sometimes taking a step back and letting things just be what they're supposed to be.
Why is it one of the greatest albums you guys have ever put together?
Well, of course, it's completely subjective. But for me personally, I've always had a soft spot for concept albums.
Mm-hmm.
All of my favorite albums of all time, whether it be The Wall or Tommy or Operation Mindcrime or Misplaced Childhood, you know, my favorite albums have always been concept albums. And the favorite albums of my own career are the concept albums I've made, like Scenes from a Memory with Dream Theater or The Whirlwind with Transatlantic. You know, those are my proudest moments. So I think anytime I'm part of a concept album, it's something that is going to be kind of like my Desert Island disc. Thank you. And I just think this album has it all. I think if I had to play one album for somebody that's never heard mine and Neil's music together, I think this one just has it all. So this would be the one I would play for them.
I have to ask you, and I've always wondered this about you, because you're so involved in so many different projects. I mean, you just finished, well, not just finished, but you wrapped up working with Twisted Sister, and then you go back to this. How do you do it all? How often do you sleep? Like, what's your day like?
Believe it or not, I'm the biggest sleepaholic you'll ever meet. I could sleep 12 hours at a time. I just do it at very weird hours of the day,
mm-hmm.
Or night. And, but yeah, I mean, I'm a workaholic just because I'm a music fan. You know, I do what I do. It's not money driven. It's not career driven. It's music driven. You know, I have these opportunities to work with so many amazing musicians, everybody from Neil to Steve Morse to Billy Sheehan and Richie Kotzen to Alex Skolnick and David Ellison, or getting to play on stage with Twisted Sister every night. I mean, these are all dream scenarios, and I just want to live it up. You know, you only live once, as far as I know, and I want to do it all. So I just enjoy every moment I can while I've got it.
What would your elevator pitch for this album be? Like, if you had to describe it in a sentence or two, it's so hard because it's over 100 minutes of music. So how do you sum it up to somebody that's kind of like circling around iTunes and comes across it and doesn't know what to do, to click or not?
Well, I think it's a collection of really great songs that stand on their own. But honestly, if you're willing to take the journey and listen to it from start to finish, it's like a great movie or a great book, and you're going to be swept up in it. And, you know, if you're willing to take that journey, it will pay off, and you know, you'll get that emotional payoff. But that being said, it could also be too lightly. There's just a lot of great, great songs as well that stand on their own. So you could kind of enjoy it either way.
How do you feel about this, you know, one day becoming a musical or something like that, considering, you know, how vast the soundtrack is?
That doesn't interest me personally. I know maybe it would interest Neil. I don't know. I know Neil has been trying to write a musical on the side for many, many years now, so perhaps that's something that interests him. Me personally, I'm more interested and more satisfied with, you know, the live performance and performing it on stage as a band and getting the interaction with the audience ourselves. You know, that's where my satisfaction lies in it.
Speaking of which, you guys have, you know, a big tour coming up to promote this album. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm glad to see that that Neil is up for it. You know, he's not the road dog like I am. I spend my my life on the road with Twisted Sister and the Winery Dogs and all the different bands I'm a part of. I love touring and I do it all year round. But Neil isn't necessarily that kind of guy. So I'm glad to see that this is the most extensive tour that the Neil Morse Band has done. And, you know, we have a lot of U.S. dates, more than usual, a lot of European dates, and we're still adding more stuff to the calendar as well. So I'm excited because I am so proud of this album. And, I can anticipate that it's going to be a very emotional musical experience to perform it every night on stage. So I really, really look forward to that.